Just a reminder, as snow season is getting started, the police have been pushing out this message too. We want to remind snow contractors and private citizens that it is against city code to push your snow out into the street, to push, pull, drag, whatever your snow across the street. Maybe there's an empty lot across the street from your house that you push the snow to. That is against city ordinance and can carry a fine with it. Some of the reasons for that is when private citizens or contractors drag, push that snow across the street, they tend to cover up the salt that we've applied, making it less effective. They can leave ridges that are perpendicular to the oncoming traffic that may freeze down and create speed bumps. Remember that your snow stays on your property when working with snow removal.
Gotcha. Yeah, that's good advice. So, you've probably been asked this 100 times, maybe more, Justin, but is there any rhyme or reason, any scientific method how snow removal is done in the city?
Scientific, a little bit. Yeah, some probably thumbs, rule of thumb to remember. The city's policy says that we do not put our snow plows down for snow events less than 2 inches. We do use a mixture of salt and brine at times. We use brine sometimes. We use salt. Realistically, you just kind of have to look at the temperature and weather conditions and try to adjust your snow fighting technique to mirror what the conditions are.
Yeah. How many calls do you get if there's a major snow event? How many calls does your office get? Hey, you haven't come to my street yet.
Yeah, we get a fair amount, and usually it's for these lesser snow amounts, and we usually remind people that we don't plow for that. And then, yes, we do occasionally get some for when it's greater than that, and we have to actually use our GPS system and say, no, yes, we have been down your street. Maybe it was at 2 o'clock in the morning and you missed it and it snowed another 2 inches since then. But yeah, we get our fair share of calls like that.
I bet. All right, Justin. Hey, it's good to talk to you again, my friend. Have a great Thanksgiving.
You do the same.